This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Calvin Watkins of the Morning News joins Sean and RJ to discuss the report that we talked about earlier this week with maybe Mike McCarthy being a little fed up with Jerry Jones. We'll get Calvin's take here in just a moment. Hour number three of the G-Bag Nation. Zach Wolchuk, Brian Broaddus, Eric Chiafalo, Lucius Alexander, Carter Freeman, and you, Gavin Dawson, on vacation with the family in Oregon. We'll have the top 10 coming up on the other side. Then we got Jared Sandler coming up here in about 40 minutes to preview Rangers and Orioles.
Okay, I'm seeing something here in real time. Bob Myers just said on ESPN's draft coverage, apparently, that Rich Paul, the agent for Bronny James, is currently calling teams, telling them not to take Bronny. He's telling teams, if you pick Bronny, he's going to Australia.
Okay.
Now, obviously, that's all teams not named Los Angeles, because right, they're trying to get him to be a Laker.
So they're trying to just make sure he does end up in L.A.
Right.
And if, hey, you take him, he ain't playing for you. So we got the Lakers coming up, I believe, at pick 54. Mavs have pick 58. We're on pick 41 right now.
He'd rather play in Australia than any other NBA team.
That's strange.
I would call his bluff.
I would, too, because I don't think that's true.
I would call his bluff, and I only would call his bluff because it's the second round of the NBA draft. You know what I'm saying?
Like, there's not much that you're risking. I'm not at stake.
Yes, I'm not. I'm not. I mean, like, you know, maybe
on this guy.
Maybe I've drafted somebody in the first, you know,
now,
and I'm thinking like, okay, let's see if he really will go to Australia here.
He did go play in Australia and maybe improved his game, is he eligible then if he doesn't get drafted?
I don't know their rules.
To come back into the NBA draft?
I don't know their rules.
Maybe ends up being a higher pick.
I would think that he would probably didn't one of the balls do that? Didn't one of the balls go play
LiAngelo?
One of them played overseas, I thought. And was,
I think LaMelo.
LaMelo probably, I think, yeah, actually did as well.
Yeah, so I don't know if that's, or that was just to avoid playing in, he didn't get in school, right?
Yes. He technically like hadn't entered the draft. Like Bronny is in this draft, okay. So I don't know if that takes away your eligibility then if you don't get picked.
I would call his bluff. It's the second round of the draft. If I lose the pick, I think I'm all about trying to get the player. You know, if it's like, you know what?
And then trade him to the Lakers.
Yeah.
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 I mean, there's certainly some value there. Other thing before we get into what Calvin Watkins had to say this morning, the NFL apparently has been ordered to pay fans $4.7 billion in damages as a result of its Sunday ticket antitrust trial. Mm. And since antitrust cases can triple damages, the actual number will be over $14 billion. That's thousands of dollars per household. So the bar's winning in this case. And those of you that maybe had the NFL Sunday ticket, you could be getting a check from the NFL. That's fascinating.
That is.
Is it a certain time that we? Is it?
I don't have any of that information.
Yeah, I think there's a particular
era. Is it 2014?
They just ruled through on this, but I'm sure that there is like a certain amount of time here.
Yeah, like, well, is it just a one-time thing, or did you have to maybe have the Sunday ticket for multiple years?
It probably is a multiple type of deal here, but I'm sure we'll get more information to give us a better understanding of exactly how this will all take place from the NFL, because that is absolutely crazy. I mean, that's a lot of money right there that the NFL is shelling out. Okay, Calvin Watkins had a story out today in the Morning News. Fed up? Not quite, but relationship between Mike McCarthy, Cowboys execs, isn't perfect. Now, this was based on the report earlier this month, Go Long, a Substack by former Packers NFL beat writer Tyler Dunn, said an anonymous former Cowboys exec is quoted as saying McCarthy is fed up with team owner Jerry Jones. The report, which created a stir on social media and on sports talk shows such as ourselves, lists reasons ranging from a lack of progress on contract extensions for quarterback Dak Prescott and receiver CeeDee Lamb to the organization being cheap when it comes to signing free agents. Now, Calvin notes that execs weren't available to comment for this story from the Cowboys, but numerous conversations with people inside the organization this offseason describe a different viewpoint of what's occurring with McCarthy. So he hopped on with Sean, RJ, and Bobby, and they asked Calvin, well, what'd you find out that countered the McCarthy-Jerry feud?
It really wasn't so much a counter. It was more about, is he fed up with everything? And I think every coach in the league can probably complain about something, you know, with their owner or their general manager. And Mike is no different. Did he want Joe Witt as a defensive coordinator over Mike before they ventured down the path of Mike Zimmer? Yes. But he accepted it and said, okay, I love Mike Zimmer. He's cool. Does he want Dak re-signed and CeeDee Lamb re-signed? Of course he does. What coach who's coaching the Cowboys wouldn't want that?
Right.
Is he understanding that the salary cap has been a detriment to the Cowboys because they've paid so many veterans big money and they haven't really signed, you know, guys like Dak and CeeDee sooner, and that has affected the cap in future years so they could get some veterans? Yes. However, last year, two of the most prominent players on their team, they acquired by trade, right? Did he want Zeke Elliott signed a little bit quicker during the draft process? Yes. But they got it done. So there are little things that that bother McCarthy. Does he want a contract extension? Well, hell yeah, he does. He likes living here. Mm-hmm. His daughters are playing volleyball. He lives in Allen. He's enjoying Texas better than what he thought. His wife loves it here. Yeah, who wouldn't want to secure security in their job? So, yes, those are a lot of things that he wants. But is he fed up and he says, I hate Jerry and Steven, the cheapskates? From people I've talked to, that is false. But like I said, every team and every coach in the league can complain about their owner.
Now,
well, somebody told this to Ty Dunn.
Yeah.
And you know, and it doesn't take very long to kind of connect dots here. There's several guys that have left this organization, and it could be a personnel guy, and it could be Rob Davis.
I mean, he's currently with the Packers in Milwaukee, which would make a lot of sense.
Yeah, if I had to guess that Ty Dunn covered the Green Bay Packers, and who's a guy that would know what Mike McCarthy's thinking? And if you think about Rob Davis was a guy who got let go. You know, I mean, he and when they purged a bunch of coaches, it was Rob Davis. Then all of a sudden it was, well, wait a minute, you're going to fire Rob Davis? All right, well, then Leon Lett doesn't have a job. Oh, okay. Well, no Leon Lett, then we're not going to let Skip Pete be a coach here anymore. Oh, okay. Well, I'm not going to pay Joe Philbin for what's about to happen here. Oh, okay. Well, then, you know, George Edwards doesn't need to be here.
Yeah.
Remember how that went?
Yep.
That was like Jerry.
Okay, if McCarthy's guy's going to lose his job, then McCarthy's going to make one of Jerry's guys on the staff lose theirs.
They had, you know, George Edwards was shocked that he got fired. They were talking about George Edwards as being a potential replacement if Dan Quinn ever got a head coaching job. And all of a sudden, George Edwards was like no longer here. So, Rob Davis. I mean, there were several guys that could be. But Rob was technically not a scout or anything like that. But he was a right-hand guy for Mike McCarthy. Mike brought him from Green Bay. One of the first guys he hired was Rob Davis. So I could see where Mike probably says, listen, this is not perfect what we're dealing with right now. Zach, we've seen it ourselves. You and I do Cowboys postgame show, and I've said this before, there's Mickey, Calvin, and the guy from Gilmer asking questions after a game, a big win or a big game or whatever, and Mike McCarthy, and then, you know, everybody's kind of finding out what Jerry thinks or what's happening, you know, or loss. There's everybody's waiting to see what Jerry's. So, you know, Calvin's right. Mike's probably not too happy. Mike's won a lot of games here.
Sure has.
He has not won enough playoff games.
No.
But he's won a lot of games.
He's done something no other head coach has done since Jimmy.
I think he will get, if things don't work out and they just let the contract run out, he'll get another job.
I agree.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Calvin also writes in his article, some of McCarthy's issues have more to do with how the Cowboys do business, regardless of the coach, and are a byproduct of dealing with today's players. He notes the example of Micah and McCarthy clearly expressing his frustration that Micah wasn't there for the offseason program, especially with a new defensive coordinator in Mike Zimmer.
Yeah, that's something, you know, and you get to have a little backing from the front office there on that, you know, that, you know, maybe some, hey, we need to make sure that we're here and all. But yeah, this is not a, like you say, the way they ran things in Green Bay, Mike really did nothing but coach the team. Ted Thompson picked the players.
Yeah.
You know, so, and they didn't have a lot of money to spend in Green Bay. Yeah, did they spend money on some, but not in free agency? Yeah,
I mean, that's true. Green Bay is not a team that really does a lot in free agency.
They do not
either.
They're a lot
draft and develop team.
They're not. So he, you know, he's, I think if Mike has a problem, I think it's more about the lack of respect that he's won all these games and he doesn't have a contract extension.
For sure.
I think that's the biggest thing that he has a problem with. I don't think he has a problem with the way the Cowboys conduct business. I think he has a problem with the fact that he's won all these games and he's acting like, you know, he's our guy, Brian Daboll at the Giants. Yeah.
I do wonder how frustrated he was with the Trey Lance trade and just not being involved in it at all. I wonder if that rubbed him the wrong way.
Right, because I think if any of us, we just put ourselves in that position, wouldn't you, as a head coach of a football team, like, I'd kind of like to be at least told about that.
Mike in Green Bay, Teddy did a lot of things. Teddy was good. I think Teddy's communication skills are good, but Jerry made this determination.
Yeah,
you know, Jerry's the one that said, hey, we don't, you know, he was looking at his situation with Dak Prescott, but we've said this a long time ago. I mean, this situation the Cowboys are going through right now, it's crazy. No other team would do this. No other team would have all their quarterbacks not under contract and not have their head coach under contract. They just do things a completely different way. And maybe if Mike's frustrated by that, you know, he has more say here than he did in Green Bay. Trust me, I know that for a fact.
We will talk, of course, more Cowboys as we get closer and closer to training camp. Of course, we leave on the 24th after the show first practice, the 25th, which will be open to the public. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Can't wait to get out there to Oxnard and, you know, you're going to be out there the whole time.
I am.
That's going to be fun.
It will be.
Boots on the ground there. Brian brought us, of course, with live reports constantly when we get back from Oxnard. All right, let's do the top 10 eating contests people think they could actually win. 877-881-1053. We've talked a lot about the eating contest and what's going on with the hot dog contest. What is a food that you think you could actually win an eating contest? And shout out to the bat boy that saved Otani's life. That's next on The Fan.